Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Samech Dalid. We left off on daf Samech Dalid Amud Aleph at the very top, actually. So we learned the Mishnah on daf Samech Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah spoke about the Chatas Ha'of. As we pointed out yesterday, starting with the Mishnah at the bottom of daf Samech Gimel Amud Aleph, for the next parak and a half, we're going to be talking about Oaf. We're going to be talking about bird karbana. So the Chatas Ha'of, the Mishnah had said, was done by the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. And the Mishnah had said, Shlosha Dvarim Haisa Osa Karim Mishameshes Milamato Shlosha Milamala, that there were three things that you did by the southwest corner at the bottom of the Mizbeach, and three things at the top of the Mizbeach. Bottom being Lamata Mechuta Sikra, top being Lamala Mechuta Sikra. So he said, of the three things that are done Lamata, they are Chatas Ha'of, Hagar, and Shiari Adam. So now the Gemara says two lines in on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, Shlosh Dvar Mechulei, Chata Sa'of Hadi Amr. Chata, the fact that you do Chata Sa'of on the bottom part of the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, so that's what we explained already. What did we explain? So Rashi points out, the Altinun Le'el Michi Chatas Hi Ha'amur B'mincha, that in relation to the Minchas Chotei, the pasuk used the term Ki Chatas Hi, and we said Chatas is called the Mincha, and Mincha is called the Chatas, so therefore we learned out that just like the Mincha is Bekeren Ma'aravis Dromis, so to the Chatas is Bekeren Ma'aravis Dromis. So that part we already know. Hagashos Tichsevi Gishal Mizbeach. The Hagashos we know because it says V'Gishal Mizbeach. So that's how we know that it has to also be in the southwest corner. If you look at Tosos points out, Havli Lemer Keda Amran, the Mehad Kral Luchadei Lonafik. In fact, V'Gishal Mizbeach was not enough to teach me southwest corner. It's the fact that it was a combination of two psukim, where I'm not finding it right now for a second, but the combination of the two psukim that tell us that Magisha Bekeren Ma'arav Estromis Keneged Chudot El Pnei HaMizbeach and Lefnei Hashem, the combination of those two that really teach us the din. It's not just the one pasuk. So it should have said Hada Amran. Okay, and then Shiari Adam, the third halach of Shiri Adam, Tichsiv Veskol Dam Hapar Yishpoch El Yisod HaMizbeach. It says that all the Dam Hapar you should pour into the Yisod HaMizbeach. So from there we see, Rashi points out, V'amirin Bezu Mekoman Yilamidi Ridasu Min HaKevesh Bechatos HaChitzonos Mi Yitziyasu Min HaHechal B'samachlo, that it should be in the nearest place. V'hainu Yisod Dromi, that's in the south, the southern Yisod. U'b'kol HaDorom Ein Lecha Yisod Ela Ama'achas. Now, the only place at the southern side of the Mizbeach had a Yisod was that one Amma, Bekeren Ma'aravis Dromis, in the southwest corner. So that's how we know that it's got to be in the southwest corner, because it says by the Yisod, and we know that it has to be in the closest area to where you're coming down from, and you're coming down on the south side of the Mizbeach, that's where the ramp is. So, Mela, it's got to be in the southwest corner. That's how we know that halacha. Says the Gemara, Viter. So the Mishnah said me lamala, the three things that are done lamala are nisa chamayim vahayayin vaolasov kshiraba b'mizrach, that you would do the pouring of the water, the pouring of the wine. The pouring of the water obviously was on Sukkot. The pouring of the wine and the olas ha'of when it was too busy in the mizrach. So then you would use the southwest corner for the top part of the mizbeach on the southwest for the olas ha'of. So my time, Rabbi Yochanan mipnei shekrova mibeis hadeshen. So why would they dafka use that part of the mizbeach when there was overflow from the east? Because it's close to the Beis HaDeshen. If you look at Rashi, Mibeis HaDeshen, Makom Shenosin Shom B'Kol Boker Trumas HaDeshen. There was a place next to the Mizbeach, on the floor of the Azara, where they would put the ashes, the Trumas HaDeshen, they would remove some of the ashes from the pile on top of the Mizbeach, and they would put it in that space. Shekasba V'Samo Eitzel HaMizbeach, where the Pasuk says you should place it next to the Mizbeach, V'Hu B'Mizracho Shel Kevesh. It happens to have been on the east side of the ramp. Uksiv gabe mora v'notza v'hishlechosa etzal mizbeach kedma el makom adeshen, and it says by these parts of the bird, the mora and the notza of the bird, that you should throw it next to the mizbeach kedma el makom adeshen. You should throw it eastward to the place of the deshen. And we're going to soon bring in the Gemara a Misha from Maseches Tamid that makes it very clear that this was on the east side of the ramp. And that was the and therefore we do the karban on the southwest side of the mizbeach, on the southwest corner of the top of the mizbeach. Says the if you look at Tosfos Meshakrovim Beis Hadeshen, it says Tema Vamo Holich Ad Keren Shei Marchik Mi Beis Hadeshen. Why did you dafka go to the Keren then? It was the Keren wasn't right next to the Beis Hadeshen. So Tosfos discusses whether the Matan Dav always has to be done by the Keren, or maybe there's no such rule that it always has to be done by the Keren. But anyway, says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bo Re'ei Kama Gadol Kolchon Shel Kohanim. He says, go take a look just how strong the Kohanim had to be. She'in L'cha Kal Ba'ofos Yosin Mor V'notza. There's no lighter part of the bird than the crop and the feathers of the bird. If you look at Rashi, so what, that it's so light? V'dover Shu Kal Ma'od Ein Noach L'zorko L'mirachok. The point is, something that's very light, it's very difficult to throw a great distance. Something that's very heavy, that has density, you're able to throw a great distance. But something that's like a feather, try throwing a difference. It's the difference between throwing a wiffle ball and a baseball, right? The difference is something that's very light and airy is going to be very difficult to throw. And nevertheless, the Kohen had to throw these things more than 30 amos, so a conservative estimate, 50 feet, right? They had to throw this these parts of the animal, of the bird, very, very far, even though they're extremely light. The amount of koach that it must have taken to do that is very impressive. Why is it only pa'amim? Sometimes they threw it more than 30 amos. So Rashi points out, because typically it was done on the east side of the Mizbeach, which was right near the Beis Hadeshen. It was right near the place where they would put the ashes, where it had to end up. So it wasn't so far. But when it was Rabba ben Mizrach, we said that then they did it in the Keren Ma'aravis Dromis, in the southwest side. So you have to, so from there to get to the Beis Hadeshen, that was more than 30 amos. The Ravid in his Perush of Maseches Kinim, quoted here in the Biuri Adaf, they finally sent it to me. The Ravid here in his commentary on Maseches Kinim asks why the Kohen didn't just go to the Beis Hadeshen to put the Mor V'Notza. Why does he have to, it's a display of athletics, why does he have to go and throw the whole thing for, let him go there? So he says, because the Pasuk says, V'heisir V'hishlich, which is mashma, that he's molek u'mematzes adam, hayamashlich, mimokom shemolek u'mematzes adam, hayamashlich esamor v'anotza l'beis hadashen. Sounds like the same place where he does the malika and the mitzui, which we will soon discuss, that from that same location, he needs to throw the mor and the notza to the beis hadashen. That it sounds like it's part of the avoda of that location, that it's part of that they're very much connected, that the malika, the mitzui, and the hashlach are all very much connected. So this hashlacha was mashlich a great distance. He was mashlichid more than 30 amos. Now there is a very famous word of the Torah Tamima in regards to the word hashlacha. Paskin Parshas Vayeshev says vayikachuhu vayashlichu so habora vabor reik ein b'mayim, that the brothers of Yosef take Yosef and vayashlichu, they throw him into the bar. The bar was empty; it didn't have any mayim. And the Gemara quotes the famous drash in Shabbos of Chav Beis, habor reik ein b'mayim mimash v'shemar vabor reik ein yodeish ein b'mayim. Obviously, it was ein b'mayim. It said it's empty. Why does it have to say ein b'mayim? Lomer lecha mayim ein bo. Maybe there was no water in it, but nechashim akrabim, they're worried that there were snakes and scorpions. So the Torah Tamima asks in Os Chaf over there in Perek Lamed Zayin of Parshas Vayeshev, he says, I don't understand. Reuven was doing this in order to save him. He thought this Eitzah would be a good way to bring him back to his father. And the brothers also knew that this would be some sort of salvation from definite sakana. So the obvious kasha is, so if v'lo yipali says im lo ra'u masha b'tocha bar, the obvious kasha is if they saw that there were nechashim akrabim, what kind of havamin is that to save him? So says the Torah Tamima, v'lo yipali im lo ra'u masha b'tocha bar, shouldn't be so strange if they didn't know what was in the bar. They might not have seen it. Ki lefi masha kasa mfarishul maseches tamid sof perakama, De'ein hashlacha pachos me esrim amma. Hashlacha always means throwing something a great distance. Zrika could be very close by. Hashlacha vayashlich, that's more, at least 20 amos. So when they threw him in, it says Vayashlichu must be that the bar was at least 20 amos deep. And we know from many places in Shas that the ayin, the eye, doesn't catch what's more than 20 amos away from it in height. That we don't see up more than 20 amos. That's why sukkah, the schach, can't be more than 20 amos high. That's why b'ner chanukah, the ner chanukah, can't be more than 20 amos high. Because it's got to be what the eye catches. So says the Torah Tzvima, a geshmak of art, that must vayashlichu, the mefarishim mesach stubborn, means at least 20 amos. So the bar was more than 20 amos below where the brothers were standing. Oh, anything that's more than 20 amos, we know from Ner Chanukah, and we know from... And we know from Sukkah and Mavoy and other places that the eye doesn't catch it. So that's why they thought they were saving him. They didn't see the Nechashim and Akrabim that were in the bar. So anyway, so the Tanan, how do I know that this was the Avodah, this is what he would do? The Mishnah says in Maseches Tamid, not al machta shel kesef, he would take a shovel of silver, va'ala l'rosh ha-mizbeach, and he would go up to the top of the mizbeach, u'pina sa'gechal melech ve'elach, and he would move around the gechalim on one side and the other side, v'chita min ha'macholos ha'pnimios, and he would dig out from the inner coals of the pile. Tosus points out, Omer Rabbeinu Tam degabe gecholim shel Yom Kippur logar sinan min ha'macholos ha'pnimios. When it comes to scooping out for Yom Kippur, for the burning of the Ketores in Yom Kippur, it doesn't say that he would take out from the pnimios. Says it's because there's a big difference. Over here, this is an avodah called the Trumas Hadeshen. You had to take Deshen by Yom Kippur, and even by the burning of the Ketores year round, you weren't looking for Deshen, you're looking for Gechalim. What's the difference between Deshen and Gechalim? Deshen are ashes, Gechalim are burning coals. So therefore, Dafka over here, where you're looking for Deshen, that's when you Dafka got to go to the inside of the pile, the part that's totally burnt out, and it's more like ashes. The outside of the pile is more like burning coals. That's what you would look for on Yom Kippurim and for the Ketores of Kol HaShana Kula. So anyway, he would take out this a shovel full of ashes, v'yored, he would then go down, higia l'ritzpa, he'd get to the floor, again, he'd go down the whole ramp, so that now he's 32 amos away, depending exactly how you do your calculations, but roughly 32 amos away from the Mizbeach. So machzir panav klapei tzafon, so he just walked southward down the ramp. He walked away from the Mizbeach, down the ramp, 32 amos, so now he turns around, and he does an about face. He faces toward the north. V'holech l'mizracho shel kevesh, and he goes along the eastern side of the ramp. So if you're looking at the Mizbeach, and you're looking at an angle where you're looking up the ramp at the Mizbeach from the southern side of the Mizbeach, he would go to the right side and walk toward the Mizbeach ke'eser amos, 10 amos closer to the Mizbeach. So if he's 10 amos closer to the Mizbeach, along the right side of the ramp, that means he's 22 amos away from the Mizbeach, because it's the ramp, like we said, is 32 amos. So he's 22 amos away from the Mizbeach. And that's where Tzavar asagachalim al gabei aritzba, and that's where he would pile up the gachalim on the ritzba. Now, where is he? He's on the southeastern side of the Mizbeach, roughly, and he's 22 amos away from the Mizbeach. So this is how we're going to cheshbon. That's the pile where these parts, these very light parts of the bird, needed to be thrown from the southwestern side of the Mizbeach, on the other side of the ramp, and that was more than 30 amos away. Rachok min ha-kevesh shlosha tvachim, he was 3 tvachim away from the kevesh, away from the ramp itself. Makom shenosin, and that was the place where they put Mora v'notza v'dishim mizbeach ha'pnimi v'menorah. When they cleaned out the mizbeach ha'pnimi and the menorah, they would put it all there. So that was the 30 amos away. So frankly, 30 amos away, that's a lot more than that. Hani tfeimi tilton v'chadavyan, it's more than 31 amos away. And so Gemara makom gavri lo chashav, we don't count the place that the person himself takes up in that area. A human being takes up an amah by an amah. So the kohen himself takes takes up a certain space. That's why we don't count that that part of the what he would do. Now, if you look at Tosos, Savar es hagechalim, says Tosos, Mishum da'amar, v'samo shelo yifazer. Because the Pasuk says, v'samo, you should place it, and placing implies that it can't be scattered, that it needs to be tsavar, it needs to be piled up, that it shouldn't be scattered around. So I'll tell you my second favorite Torah Tamima relating to this idea, that v'samo means shelo yifazer. This is not in the Sefer Torah Tamima, in the Sefer Tosefes Bracha, which is his real Sefer on Chumash. Torah Tamima was just his collection of Mamari Chazal relating to Chumash and his own small Ha'aros on that. He has a Sefer on Chumash of Chidushim on Chumash called Tosefes Bracha. In Parshas Naso, on the Birchas Kohanim, it says, v'yaseim l'cha shalom. I've said this word before, where he says, it's very interesting, sometimes you have, by shalom, we have a lashon of sima, and sometimes you don't have a lashon of sima, v'nasan l'cha shalom. Why is it v'yaseim l'cha shalom, not v'nasan l'cha shalom? So he says, afal pisha shalom sorer ba'olam, avaleinenu tiv'i, fascinating, he says. Shalom is not really a natural state of humanity. People don't get along. There are a lot of things that can lead to shalom. And very often the things that cause shalom are very sad. Right, somebody, I just saw one of the commentators on the news recently, in the last day or two, saying, does it take a shooting of several people, of a judge and a congresswoman, does it take such a shooting in order to bring the Republicans and the Democrats together, in order to bring shalom, in order to bring a unified front? And the answer is yes, that's what it takes very often. The shared tsara brings about shalom. That's when we each feel each other's pain, and there's shalom. That's why he says, the Medrash says that kol chayos shebaolam bo'u el tevas Noach, all the chayos went into Noach's teva, kulam keachad b'shalom mirbei shapachadu me'emas ha'mabul. They all went in b'shalom because they were afraid of the emas ha'mabul. They were all afraid together of the mabul. So that's one thing that brings about shalom. He says, you know what else brings about shalom? Ha'pizur va'apirut shalanashim mimukamos mosh v'seyem ve'mufuzar mekal olam. When people are exiled all over the world, and based on their pizur, based on the fact that they're spread all over the place, yargishu shalom la'rachok mehem b'kitzei sevel. It's very easy to love Jews in Israel when I'm not actually in Israel, right? It's very easy to love Russian Jewry when I'm not actually in Russia, when I'm not actually dealing with the people wherever they are. So I could say how much I love them because I don't have to actually directly deal with them and interact with them. So very often people have a sense of shalom when people are very, very far away. So he says, based on this, I understand what v'yaseim l'cha shalom means. Because the lashon of sima is based on the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that v'yaseim means that you should place it b'nachas and shalom b'fizur. He says the Gemara tells us the Gemara Maseches Tmura darshans on the pasuk by the mizbeach. It says v'samo, the Gemara in Tmura Lamedalid, v'samo b'nachas, v'samo shalom yifazer. So he says that's why it's v'yaseim l'cha shalom, that the kind of shalom the Jewish people are supposed to have is, number one, b'nachas, even when we're not all suffering and we're not all struggling and we don't have to feel anybody's pain because there is no pain, we should still feel a sense of shalom, and also shalom b'fizur, even when we're not scattered around all over the place and we're together, we should still feel a sense of shalom. That's the profound sense of shalom that Klal Yisrael is expected to have. That's one of my favorite Torah Tamimas. But again, that's the idea. You'd have to pile it up in a pile, not to scatter it about, and that's based on the word visamo. Now Tosos points out Dishum Mizbeach HaPnimi VaMenora, right? The cleaning out of the Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Menorah, when they clean out the ashes, they would also put it in this pile. So Frekt Tosos Hikshariva, given the Trumas Hadashim Dishum Mizbeach HaPnimi VaMenora Nivloim BeMakom, and one of the miracles of the Beis Hamikdash was that all of those ashes would get swallowed up in the ground right there next to the Mizbeach. So why should there be me'ila by some of those things and not by others? So why is it dafka by the Trumas Sedeshan that there's a violation of Mi'ilah when you get Hana from it, and by the Adishu Mizbeach and the Menorah there's no violation of Mi'ilah? It's all going to the same place. We're assuming it all starts out as Kodesh, and Mi'ilah is violated so long as it's not Nasas Mitzvaso. So is it done or is it not done yet? Meaning if you're already finished with everything you need to do with it, and it's going to get swallowed up in the ground there, so either it is Mi'ilah or it's not Mi'ilah. Why should the Trumas Sedeshan, yes, be subject to the Mi'ilah, Dish Mizbeach Menorah not be subject to Mi'ilah? Says Tosfos Yerushalmi, the Shiny Trumas Sedeshan, the Gali Kra V'Samo, because there's a specific mitzvah in the Torah V'Samo that tells you that you're not done yet. That's how it's placed is critical, and therefore it's still subject to Mi'ilah. But how could you do Mi'ilah? You put it in the ground and it gets swallowed up right there on the ground. How could you ever violate Mi'ilah? Where are you getting a nut? It's gone! So he says, it didn't happen like that. They'd put it in the ground and then they'd go about doing the avodah, and next thing they know they would look and it's not there. But it didn't happen immediately, like it just like quicksand, like you just put it in and it just disappeared. I don't know how quicksand works, but it didn't happen immediately that it would just disappear right away. Not only that, Rabbi Tam Omer says to us that the Trumas Sedeshan was not Nivla at all. From the fact that it says Mesechus Yuma, Bahadei Inach to Nivla, and Dishum Zvech HaPnim VaMenorah, doesn't mention Trumas Sedeshan. So he says, maybe that's why, that's the difference. Maybe that's why Trumas Sedeshan is subject to Mi'ilah. He says, I'm not convinced that Trumas Sedeshan got swallowed up in the ground. Maybe it was only Dishum Zvech and the Menorah that was in fact swallowed up in the ground. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Kala Olam LeMizbeach. So the Mishnah had said, we read yesterday, that anyone who went up to the Mizbeach, you would always be Ola Derech Yemin, Umakif and Viordin Derech Smol. You'd go up on the right side, go around the entire Mizbeach, come down on the left side, except for when three situations where you're Ola Derech Yemin and Yordin Ala Ekev, where you go up on the, and turn around, or where you're Ola and Yordin Ala Ekev, doesn't say Derech Yemin, where you just go up and turn around, and that was for the Nesachim of the right in the Ola Sa'of, right, that you go up and you turn right around. So says the Gemara, why is it dafka by these things, by the Nesachim, the Nesach HaYayin, and the Ola Sa'of, that you dafka went up and turned right around? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Nesachim Shemei Sashnu. Well, when it comes to the Nesachim, we were afraid it would get smoked, because there's smoke on top of the Mizbeach. We had to wait till you walked all the way around the Mizbeach, so the smoke would affect the Nesachim. They'd already have a smoky feel to the smoky smell to them. So if you look at Rashi, so what? K'sheyakov z'maracha be'ashan, ha'maracha v'kaimelam b'menachos, yayin mu'ushan pasul. That's the point. Yayin mu'ushan is pasul on the Mizbeach. You're not allowed to have yayin mu'ushan on the Mizbeach. Now, l'chora, Rashi doesn't just mean yayin, l'chora he means mayim as well. That would be the problem with the Nisach HaMayim, because the Gemara never addresses mayim and yayin separately over here. It just says the Nisachim, it's a problem of mu'ushan, it's a problem that it's going to be smoked. The Rambam, the Pirush HaMishnayos, writes, Hatam l'kach l'vishim yisov v'samizbeach v'yayin hazeh biyado. Oh, Hamayim, the Rambam says it explicitly. You have the wine or the water, Yis'ashin ve'ashin ha'mizbech be'isibuvo, Yis'kalkal recho. That the smell of it is going to be ruined by the smoke, v'anachmu tzrichim t'mimim yu lachem v'niskeyem, k'mo she'isbar b'menachos. And what we need, the Nesachim need to be tamim. They can't be blemished. Just like you have a psul mum by animals, you have a psul mum in Nesachim. That's the chiddush of the Rambam. In the Nesachim, in the Mayim, in the Yayin, there's a psul mum. Now it happens to be Tosus and Yumad of Samach Kimlan Bey says that we never find that there's a psul mum by Nisach HaMayim. But over here, the Rambam says, yeah, this is exactly it. You do find that there's a psul mum by Nisach HaMayim. Now the Brisker Rav explains the Rambam a little bit differently. He says that based on another Rambam, that the Mechatas Shenishtanu Marei and Machvasatzman Ksherim. We know that the Rambam writes that the Paraduma waters, if they if their look changes based on just internal changes that it goes through, then it's kosher. But nishtanu machmas ashan psulim, if smoke affects the water, then that water is going to be possible. So he says, what you see from that Rambam is, you're not pouring that water on the Mizbeach, the Paraduma water, the water that you're going to mix with the ashes of the Paraduma. So we see is that, what do you need the Paraduma water to be, what quality does it need to have? It needs to be Mayim Chayim. Maybe the fact that it's Me'ushan makes it not Mayim Chayim. And that's the psul of the Mayim. It's not that being Me'ushan is a mum. It's not that being Me'ushan is pasul in the sachim. For that reason, it's just not Mayim Chayim. And perhaps you need Mayim Chayim. Briskrav points out there's only one slight problem with this explanation, and that is that the Rambam Tzvidin Umusaf in Perek Yud Alach Yud writes that in Nishmecha Onis Galsa Mimali Minakir Minaseich, the Rambam seems to assume that for Nisach HaMayim you don't need Mayim Chayim. He says your Mimali Minakir, it's not necessarily Mayim Chaim. So it could be for Nisach HaMayim you don't need Mayim Chaim, which would obviously ruin that whole vart that the psul is one of Mayim Chaim. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. So that was the problem with the Nisach, was that it, with the Nisachim, if you would walk around the entire Mizbech, it would become smoked, and you wouldn't be allowed to use smoked Nisachim. Says the Gemara further, Va'olas Ha'of, why do you, by the Olas Ha'of, do you go up the Mizbech, come right back down? Shema Tamus Ba'ashan. We're afraid that the bird, by the time you get around the Mizbech, is going to have died from smoke inhalation. So we don't want that. We want you to do the Malika on the bird. So by the Olas Ha'of, that's why you need to make it quick. Uriminhi Balalak of the Mizbech, Me'ayin Humaskil. When you go around the Mizbech, where do you start with? Where does the Kohen Gadol start? Mikaren Dromus Mizrachas Mizrachas Tronus. It describes how he walks around the entire Mizbech, and it says that he then takes the wine to do the Nisuch. So you see that he does walk around the entire Mizbech. He doesn't just walk up and walk right back down. So Amar Rav Yochanan, Hakafa Beregel. No, he'd walk around the entire Mizbech, Beregel, but he didn't have the Yayin in his hand yet. So Amar Rav Dekanami says, if you look at the words, it's exactly what it says. Dekatani nosnin lo Yayin l'naseich, v'lo katani omer lo naseich. It says that once he walks around, they would then first give him the wine at that time to be menaseich. It doesn't say they would tell him, okay, now be menaseich. They would give him the wine at that time. Shema mina. So that's a clear raya. That's a clear raya that he did not carry the wine around the entire mizbeach. The Kohen Gadol is the only one, Rashi points out, the Kohen Gadol is the only one who is not who's allowed to both be Menaseh the Yayin and be Makter the Evarim. And therefore, that's why he would walk around the entire Mizbeach, even though he was going to do the Nisuch, because he was also going to do the Aktaras Evarim. And for the Aktaras Evarim, you do need to walk around the entire Mizbeach, but a Kohen Hedyot, who is Ba'Menaseh, was not also Zocha in the Aktaras Evarim. So that's why by a Kohen Hedyot, he would just be Chozal Leikev, he would turn right around, because there's no reason for him to go around the entire Mizbeach. And Gadol has that right. He has the right to do whichever jobs he wants to take at any given time. The Shinuk Betz is right. So Kohen Gadol dafka be makif to show that he has more rights than a regular Kohen. Now it was something that he would make a demonstration of to show that he's he's allowed to do more things than a regular Kohen is allowed to do. Okay, third line on the page. Samach Dalim Beis Tan Rabbanon Kala Olam Mizbech. Olin derech yimin v'yardin derech smol. Anyone who goes up the mizbech goes up the right side, down the left side. Olin derech mizrach v'yardin derech marav. They go up on the eastern side and go down on the western side. If you're looking at the mizbech from the bottom of the ramp, so the eastern side is the right side because you are in the south facing north. So the eastern side is the right side. The western side is the left side. Chutz min ol l'shol shadvar malol shol derech marav v'yardin derech marav. Except for these three things, where you'd go up on the west side and go down on the west side. Olin derech yimin v'yardin derech yimin, which means you'd go up on the right side and go down on the right side. So, frankly, wait a second. We just said that the right side is the eastern side and the left side is the western side. So now you're telling me he'd go up on the western side, which is the east side. So derech imin, derech smal hu. What do you mean? That should be the left side if you're talking about the west. So Ravina tni smal. So he says, yeah, change it. It should say smal. It shouldn't say imin. Rava amar ma yimin yimin the mizbeach. Rava says, no, don't change it. It means yimin from looking from the mizbeach's perspective. If the mizbeach is looking at you, so then it's the right side from the mizbeach. Umay smal, smal de gavra. When we say smal, it means the person's left as he's walking up the ramp. So, frak the Gemara v'nissi, o edv edv de mizbeach, o edv edv de gavra. Well, that's a really confusing way to speak, to keep changing in the middle of the sentence from the perspective of the mizbeach to the perspective of the person. So that's very strange. Why do you do that? Why don't you just keep it consistent, either speak from the perspective of the mizbeach or speak from the perspective of the person, don't switch it back and forth. Kasha, that's taka, a good kasha. So the Gemara says, so it sounds like we're more accepting of the first pshat that you got to just change it. Okay, next Mishnah. Chatos ha'of ketzel ha'yinasis. How would they do the chatos ha'of? So question whether you have this girsa or not. We'll skip it for now. Hayim molik es rosha mimul arpa. They would do the malika on the head from the back of the neck. The inu mavdil, but by the chatos ha'of, we pointed this out yesterday. There's one of the differences between the chatos ha'of and the olas ha'of. By the chatos ha'of, you would not be mavdil. So what does it mean? You're not mavdil. Rashi writes over here and previously and elsewhere in Maseches Chulin as well that the mitzvah of dala, the mitzvah of being mavdil by the olas ha'of, is to cut both simanim, and by the chatos where it says lo yavdil, it means you only cut one simen in the animal's neck. That you don't cut both simanim. The Rambam, however, when he talks about the mitzvah of being mavdil by the olasof in Maaser Karbanos Perek Zayin Alacha Vav, and the iser to be mavdil by the chatos ha'of, he says it's not an iser to be molik shtei simanim of the chatos ha'of. Havdala means to completely decapitate. So anything short of complete decapitation is mutter to do on the chatos ha'of. By the olasof, mitzvah to completely decapitate. So again, the way Rashi understands is that by the chatos ha'of, that you're not allowed to cut two simanim. You're only allowed to cut one simen because cutting two simanim is the equivalent of mavdil, of being mavdil. You're not allowed to be mavdil. The Rambam understands, no, you're allowed to cut two simanim. Being mavdil means completely decapitating the animal. Okay, the Mishnah goes on. Umazami dam al kir mizbech, you sprinkle from its blood on the wall of mizbech. Shiari adam, the leftover blood, hayim mismatza, the remaining blood, hayim mismatza al yisod, you'd squeeze against the yisod onto the yisod of the mizbech. Vein the mizbech al adama v'kula l'kohanim. Now by the carbon chatos ha'of, the mizbech only gets the blood. The rest of the animal goes to the kohen. The kohanim get to eat the animal. Now, this din of mitzvah is an interesting discussion in regards to what exactly the idea of mitzvah of the dam is, the squeezing of the blood of the chatos ha'of. In Chidush Rabbar Yalevi, quotes here in the Biur Yadav, says there are actually tzvei dinim in mitzvah. There are two kiyumim in mitzvah. One is that it's a form of shvicha shirayim, that just like by a regular karban, by a karban of an animal, you take the leftover blood, do the shvicha shirayim on the mizbeach, so this is a parallel to the shvicha shirayim, but on top of that, it's also a parallel to matnas dam, to actually putting the dam on the mizbeach. That after you remaza the dam, the Torah requires another hazas adam, but this time in the form of mitzvah, and therefore we're matza the dam on the kira mizbeach, like all the other matnos adam. That's why Yadavka put it right on the wall of mizbeach, as if it were a normal matnas dam. And that's why you don't do the mitzvah directly on the yisod. You let it drip down into the yisod, but you don't do it directly in the yisod like other shvicha shirayim. If you matza the dam on the yisod itself and not on the kira mizbeach, you'd only be mekayim one of the dinim. You'd only be mekayim the element that's the shvicha shirayim in the mitzvah. But the element of mitzvah that's matnas dam, so then you wouldn't be mekayim that, because that would need to go on the kira mizbeach itself. So based on that, Rabbi Lemel explains a whole bunch of things that we don't have time for right now. So says the Gemara further, Tan Rabbanan, v'hizo midam achatas, miguf achatas, ha-ketzad. So what does it mean? Ochez, how do you do this? Ochez barosh ubeguf. You grab you hold on to the head and the body, umazal kir mizbeach, and you sprinkle on the wall of the mizbeach, v'lo al kir hakevesh, and not on the wall of the ramp. v'lo al kir heichal, v'lo al kir ulam, not on the wall of the heichal, nor the ulam, ve'eze zekir atachto. Now, what kir are we talking about of the mizbeach? The bottom part of the mizbeach. Says Gemara, we know the kir elyon. How do I know that you're putting the blood on the bottom part? Maybe it's on the top part of the mizbeach. V'dinu, because it's actually very logical to assume that the chatas ha'ov should go on the top part of the mizbeach. Because after all, umma behema shalos alamata chatas alamala, if by behema, the blood of a carbon chatas behema goes on top, even though the blood of an ola behema goes on the bottom part of the mizbeach. So of shalasa lamala, so the a bird where its carbon ola even goes on top of the mizbeach. Einodin shechatas lamala. So I would think all the more so its chatas blood should go on the top part of the mizbeach. So how do I know the chatas of goes on the bottom part of the mizbeach, not the top part of the mizbeach? Tamalom. That's why the pasuk says vanisha b'dam yimatzei al yisod mizbeach. So kirsha shirayin shalom esmatzim liyisod. That pasuk teaches me it's got to be on a part of the mizbeach where it's going to drip down, where the remnant, the leftover blood, is going to drip down into the yisod. Where is it going to drip down in the yisod? Vezes akirt hatachta. That's only on the bottom part of the mizbeach. Why in the top part of the mizbeach will it not drip down into the yisod? So the Rishonim point out because you have the sovev in the way. The mizbeach, as we pointed out, was like steps. You have the yisod at the bottom, then the five amos up, you have the sovev. So if you were to squeeze it on the blood onto the top part of the mizbeach, it would hit the sovev, it would never drip down all the way to the yisod. But wait a second, where was the dividing line between the top half of the mizbeach and the bottom half of the mizbeach? It was actually one amma below the sovev. It was four ammas up above the yisod, one amma below the sovev. So why don't we just say that you would do the mitzvah adam, you would do you would put this dam, or the hazaz hadam of the korban chatas, the hazaz hadam of the chatas ha'of, on that last amma below the sovev, which is still the top half of the mizbeach. So if you look at Tosos writes, Di'i kira elyon, pa'amim shum es matzal the sovev, im osa the malam in a sovev, di kira elyon havi minachut adakranos. Tosos sounds like he's saying that we're not going to require a specific part of lamata or lamala. That if we're going to say that it's okay lamala, it's got to be okay anywhere lamala. So therefore, since there are ways that you could do it lamala where it will never get to the yisod because the soviv will be in the way, that's why it's never going to be okay. So says the Gemara, v'nevin me'elai v'adu nevin mitzasai, why don't we do it on the top part and then do it on the bottom part? So this way it could be mekayim both. Amarava miksiv. So this is a hard read. You have to look at the nekudos. Shittim Kvetzas fills in the nekudos for us. Miksiv yimatzei, yimatzei ksiv. Dimimele mashmin implies that it goes down by itself, that you don't have to do anything to make it go down to the yisod, that it will drip to the yisod on its own. Amar of Zutra Bartovi Amarav, Ketan Molkin Chatasov, how would they do the Malik on the Chatasov? Oches gap of b'shteyetz ba'osav, you would hold on to the wing with the wings with two fingers. And you'd hold on to the two legs of the bird with another two fingers. Umotech savara al rochav godo, and you'd stretch out the neck across the width of your thumb. Umolka, it's hard to even picture. And then you would do the malika all with one hand, all with your right hand. Vimasnisatana, tsifra milavar, the bird was sort of on the outside. Oches gap of b'shteyetz of your hand. Oches gap of b'shteyetz ba'os, you'd hold its wings with two fingers. Vishnei raglayim b'shteyetz ba'os, and its two legs with two fingers. Umatech tzavaru al roch of shteyetz ba'osav, and the neck would go across the width of two fingers. Umolik, and that's how you would do the malika. Vizu avoda kasha shabimikdash. As you might have imagined, this is the hardest thing to do in the mikdash. This is the most difficult avoda in the mikdash. So frankly, zuhi visulo. This is the hardest thing. You know, we happen to use that phrase a lot. Vikamitza, v'chafina. There are all sorts of avodas that we always say, oh, that's really hard. That's the hardest thing. Says Gemara Eleima, zu avoda kasha me avoda kasha shabimikdash. Enochinami. It's not the only hard thing to do in the base of mikdash, but it's certainly up there on the list. So this is one of the hard things to do in in the Beis HaMikdash. Shidum Gvetzis writes over here that Malikas Chatas Hov is Avodah Kasha, because you have to hold the bird in your right hand, which is the same hand you have to do the Malika with. Meaning Shidum Gvetzis seems to be very clear about this, that the grabbing of the bird, the holding of the bird, is also part of the Avodah. And since the din is Avodah needs to be done by Yamin, that's why everything had to be done by Yamin, the holding and the Malika. Because otherwise, why can't you hold the bird in the left hand and do the Malika with the right hand? It must be that the Achizas Ha'of itself is an Avodah. And since it's Avodah, it needs to be in the right hand. The Rambam, however, writes in his Perush HaMishnayis, that Seder Malika Chatas Ha'of Hu, Sheyocha Shtei Raglav B'Shtei Atzpa'os of Miyado Asmolus. He says you use your left hand to hold it down. Rambam is mefurish that the Achiza is obviously, that doesn't have to be done on the right hand. Obviously, he doesn't consider it to be an Avodah. He says you do it with your left hand. The question that remains, according to the Rambam, is what's so difficult about it? Maybe just holding the bird down and doing the Malika by cracking the back of its neck with your fingernail, maybe that itself was difficult, but it doesn't seem to be quite as difficult, according to the Rambam, as it does according to the other Rishonim. Okay, we're a little bit behind. It's a really long Mishnah coming up. Hashem, we'll try to catch up. Probably not going to finish Perek tomorrow.